Visitors to a new art installation in the Caribbean will need to take masks and oxygen tanks. Called A World Adrift, the underwater sculptural exhibition is the work of a British artist who wants to highlight the dangers of climate change for the West Indies. Special correspondent Malcolm Brabant reports for our ongoing coverage of the intersection of art and climate change and our series Canvas.
In common with every artist, Jason DeCary's Taylor's vision begins with a blank canvas. But his latest is more exotic than most, the shallows of the Caribbean.
For me, it's really important. It's a way of telling stories about the sea, it's about a relationship to nature. And looking into this fascinating space where colours are different, refraction is different, textures, formations, evolution, even how you feel is completely different.
Taylor's cavernous studio in the county of Kent, southeast of London, is currently empty. The sculptures and the message they convey are being installed on the sea floor. What's left behind are his preparatory models.
This is trying to get an idea of what the larger pieces are going to look like once they're underwater. So we try to replicate the water, the surface texture, how light will penetrate through that, and how, again, the organic transformation will adhere to the figures and change how they look.
This is where you'll be able to find the installation, nestling in the turquoise waters of Carriacou, one of three islands that comprise the small nation of Grenada. Paradise in peril.
They're small boats. They're made to look like they're fabricated in origami. They're actually made in marine stainless steel. And they encompass these local school children. And they have sails which also sort of depict messages about climate change. But overall, it's meant to sort of show this fragile future that we're building for our young communities and how imperiled they are.
Climate change is a constant theme of Taylor's work. In sight of Britain's Parliament, these four horsemen of the apocalypse are speaking to power, sending a message to governments everywhere: reverse the pace of climate change and stop the waters rising. Not far from Taylor's studio in Whitstable, on the North Kent coast, is the sculptor's expression of anger at pollution exacerbated by climate change. This work, sitting on the shingle, is in solidarity with wild swimmers and fisherfolk whose livelihood is dependent on some of Britain's finest oyster beds.
Just like the Caribbean, wet old Britain is suffering from climate change in that it's raining even more than ever before. And when it rains, Britain's antiquated sewage systems just can't cope. And the water companies are pumping record levels of sewage into the rivers and the seas. How can art affect climate change?
I'm not sure how it can affect climate change, but it can certainly change our attitudes towards it. And so with this particular installation, I'm really hoping that it will demonstrate how fragile some of these small Caribbean nation islands are, and how at risk they are from hurricanes, rising sea levels, warming seas, which have a very detrimental effect to the coral reefs.
And the warm seas also have a really serious effect on making the hurricanes stronger.
Yes, of course, the hurricanes become much stronger and they become earlier in the season. This recent hurricane, Hurricane Beryl, is the first time that a Category 5 hurricane has ever been recorded at this time of year.
Hurricane Beryl, which struck at the beginning of July, caused devastation in Grenada. Three people were killed. 70% of buildings on Carriacou, the site of Taylor's newest work, were either damaged or destroyed. It's because of such natural disasters and the fear of worse to come that the government of Grenada commissioned the sculptor.
What is the purpose of doing sculptures underwater where relatively few people can see them?
So there are many different purposes. I think first and foremost, on a very basic level, they're a habitat for marine life. So they're designed with textures, formations, surfaces that actually attract marine life. And so that then becomes a platform for corals, for crustaceans, for different types of creatures to actually live within. It also helps draw people away from natural settings. So the visitors that go to different regions, it helps take them away from natural sites and then brings them to these artificial areas.
But who's going to see it apart from snorkelers?
Well, you'd be surprised. Obviously, now we're in a very digital era, so, thousands of people see it via their screens.
We're never going to engineer or negotiate ourselves out of this ecological crisis. That's only part of the solution. For me, it's about changing our values and belief systems. But watching nature reclaim its space gives me a sense of hope and a real sense of healing. If we can reconsider our relationship to nature, to revere it, be reminded that we are nature ourselves, we might see who we really are and what an incredible world we're really part of.
And the coming few months could underscore the relevance of Taylor's work. Climate experts are predicting that this hurricane season will be particularly severe. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Malcolm Brabant in Kent.